Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
3M in Knoxville is adding a new product line. What is the line? How did they get it? And what does it mean for 3M and Marion County? Let's go in depth with Greg Coves, plant manager for 3M Knoxville. So Greg, pretty neat, 3M expanding. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, we're really excited about it. It's a new line. It's our first line that's new to us since about 2007. It's about a $5 million investment, and it's a line that's going to make a line of tapes for the queen of the flexographic printing industry. It's kind of a twin to a line we already have here now, and it's you know, it's just a growing business, and it's time now to invest and add capacity. And it wasn't for sure we were going to get this line, and so there was a lot of suspense here in the plant the last year or so as we competed against a couple other internal 3M plants. But back in June, we got the word that we're the place that's going to come, so we're pretty excited about that.
Well, I guess so. Flexographic, what's that? I guess I'm behind on my printer technologies.
Yeah, it's not something a lot of folks would be familiar with, but flexographic printing is used when you want to have lots of colors and lots of very precise graphics. So you think about a potato chip bag or a dog food bag, those kind of things that have, you know, consumer grade, very precise graphics on them with lots of colors. And the printing process that does that uses tapes that come from our plant here.
Okay, and so people will come to want and need those, that new kind of labeling?
Yeah, as that kind of printing takes off and as people want more and more precise graphics and they want more of them and, you know, more packaging gets used, then that printing industry grows, and then we kind of grow along with it with the tapes that we provide.
And it's pretty interesting, isn't it, how technology advances, and we as consumers, we don't always think that we need that next biggest thing, but here you and I are both sitting with smartphones when we were thrilled to have the old punch dial ones, but now we have to have it.
Oh, exactly.
With this.
Yeah, exactly. It's the march of technology, and we try to be a part of that, and it's good for our plant and employment and so on. So yeah, it's been great for us.
And so $5 million, is that just the physical plant that you're investing in, or the, you know, the other things in the plant, the technologies and the training, or is it just the building? What is the $5 million?
That is pretty much everything. We're going to be able to fit this new line into some existing space in the plant, so there's no new building, but it does involve buying a lot of equipment that comes really from all over the world. It involves, some training, some sort of peripheral equipment and that kind of thing. There's a whole list of stuff that goes into that $5 million, but that's pretty much the total bill.
Okay, so you have room in the facility.
Yeah, we have to clear out some space, you know, do some inventory reduction, those kind of things, but we're going to find a way to make that work.
Well, in part, I suspect, because when you built in the past, you anticipated for growth.
Yeah, in fact, when we moved the original line that makes these flexographic tapes here, we did build a building at that time to house that line, and we expected and hoped that we would get a second line for this even back in 2007. So the space that we're putting this line into was kind of designated for that line.
Okay, and now what everybody wants to know is this going to create more jobs?
It will eventually. Not right away. I mean, this is just sort of organic growth of an existing business. And so eventually we will outrun the capacity of our current equipment, and then we'll have to start making product on that new equipment. When that happens, then we'll have to start adding jobs. But the jobs will be a little ways down the road, maybe a year or so, I guess.
Well, that's still good news. Mm-hmm. Very good news.
Yeah. Yeah, and I expect it'll be a total of between 15 and 20 jobs once the whole thing is scaled up and we've got all the different shifts scaled up.
And good jobs?
Yeah, good jobs. You know, the state of Iowa defines high-quality jobs by pay and benefits and stuff, and all the jobs in the plant here are always what the state of Iowa would consider high-quality jobs.
More in-depth after this. I I continued my conversation about the new product line at 3M with Greg Coves, plant manager. And so then hopefully as this technology becomes more commonplace, you'll need to grow even more.
Yeah, and you know, we always try to do better with runtime and run speed and waste. In fact, that's really what won this line for us versus the other 3M plants that were under consideration. And that was a real tribute to the job that our production folks and maintenance folks and engineering folks have done here. But I expect they'll continue doing a really great job on those things, and we may not need another line for years and years to come. We'll have to see.
That would be good.
That would be very good.
If it was like the CD and lasted 30 years or something.
Right. That would be great. We would love that.
Okay. And so tell me what that competitive process was like in the plant. Did you and a bunch of other plant managers sit around a table and argue with each other in front of the big boss about the virtues of your outfit?
Yeah, I wish we could have participated in that because we think we're pretty good at telling the Knoxville story. But no, it was all run at a head office. They were trying to be very fair and trying to keep the biases out of the process. And so we just kind of went on our results. They know all of our numbers, and they made the decision up there and let us know back in about June. We certainly tried to insert ourselves in that process, but that wasn't the way it ended up working out for us.
So did they just know how the different operations worked, or did you have to write put together a plan for them?
We certainly fed them lots and lots of information over what was about a year-long process. But they know most of our numbers. They know what these other plants are also capable of doing. And so we just kind of fed them our information. And, we knew we had a really good story to tell with things like constant productivity improvements and constant waste reduction. And those are really the things that won it for us in the end.
So you have a scorecard that they all see.
Yeah.
Based on past performance.
Absolutely.
On all those dimensions.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's sitting on a wall somewhere in Minneapolis or Minnesota.
It might be now, yeah, after all the work they did on that. We review our results with all kinds of folks from all over the company on a pretty much a monthly cycle. This business certainly gets that kind of constant scrutiny and review. And so when it came time to make an investment, they already knew the good job that we had done and what kind of performance we had.
Now, do you have your sights set on any other expansion, any other new lines? You thinking about that?
Yeah, we're always working on that. From about 2009 through the end of 2010, we had a really nice set of products that came our way. As 3M elects to consolidate more and more work in their biggest plants, of which Knoxville is one of them, there have been big product mandates that have moved in here, and hasn't always generated a lot of investment. There's always been some equipment modification investment, but these new product mandates we got the last few years have also been really good for employment and growing the plant.
Can you tell us a little bit about the internal workings of the plant in the sense that when one of these opportunities comes down, how do you all strategize internally about how you're going to work that new line?
Man, there's a lot of things that go into that. A lot of times there's an opportunity that come up, some new product that they want to put in the plant or a product that exists somewhere else and they want to move it here, and it just goes in lots of different ways. So if we're trying to scale up a product, we've got engineering folks who do a really great job at running experiments and, tweaking the chemistry and tweaking the operation of the line, and the production folks do a really great job at trying to help figure out how a new product might run on a line we have. And then we have other times where, 3M says, hey, we'd like to move this product to your plant, and we think it would fit on this or that line. And then the engineering folks and the production folks will kind of swing into action and try and make that work as well.
And so they all have to work well together.
Yeah, and they do a great job. I mean, we really rely on our production folks, our maintenance folks, and our engineering folks to really find a way to make these things work. And as we get closer to actually making these things happen, then the supply chain gang jumps on it and figures out how to schedule it properly and do it in the most optimal way. And so we're really blessed with a lot of great folks who jump on these opportunities and make them happen.
And I bet from a whole wide variety of different educational backgrounds.
Oh, absolutely. We got folks, with sort of a high school diploma who do really amazing things and really make a big difference in the future of their plants. And we got folks with engineering degrees and supply chain degrees and MBAs and you name it. And they're all bringing all of that to bear on these opportunities for us.
And that must be fun to work together to solve a problem.
It really is. And, it's been a really fun time to be a part of this plant. Just because we are one of 3M's biggest plants in the U.S. And even in the world, there's been a lot of opportunity for this plant the last 4 or 5 years. And so it's been a really fun time to work on a lot of new opportunities here the last few years.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about the new product line at 3M with Greg Coves, plant manager. And about how many employees do you have?
Right now, about 570, all told. We have some folks here who are contract employees, and then a whole range of other skills and talents across the board after that.
So that's big.
Yeah, it's big. There'd be a few other plants in 3M, at least, that are bigger than us in terms of headcount or... you know, maybe dollars of investment or those kind of things. But out of 3M's 80 locations across the U.S., we're in about the top five.
Okay, so pretty competitive amongst the top 10, I bet.
Yeah, absolutely. Even amongst those top five, there's you know, there's a lot of competition trying to bring even more product into plants. And we've just been really fortunate the last 4 or 5 years to have a lot of opportunity come our way. And it's a real tribute to all the folks in the plant who really make those things happen and drive the kind of daily results that, that folks look at when they're deciding where to put new product mandates and such.
Now, it seems to me that you all out here at 3M weathered the financial storm and the downturn in the economy pretty well, at least publicly. Is that how you did? I mean, did you do really well?
Yeah, we were proud of how we got through that. We suffered pretty heavily, like a lot of other companies. Our volumes got cut dramatically in a very short period of time at the end of 2008. And we did a lot of things to avoid having having layoffs. We couldn't completely avoid it. You know, we had some folks who had sort of early retirement packages. But there was no one who went out involuntarily, and we were proud of what we did to, you know, make sure that that at least came true. So we felt really good. And then our volumes really came back very quickly towards the end of 2009.
So the economy's coming out of the hole from your perspective.
Yeah. And, you know, certainly we benefited from these new mandates and new investments, and maybe we've done better than other plants within 3M and maybe better than other companies overall because of that. But yeah, we feel pretty good about our demand and our volumes, the amount of work we have to do.
What product line was hit the hardest?
Wow, it's hard to say if there was one that was really hit the hardest. They all kind of operated on different timelines. So I wouldn't say there was one that really stood out. It was really across the board at the end of 08, things were looking pretty bleak. But they all came back, and now we're actually up quite a bit in volume compared to where we were even before the recession.
Well, I was thinking maybe on the other end of things, things that did pretty well, I was thinking maybe the diaper tape, we always knew. So did that go down too?
That, you know, that's a great question. And that's, you're exactly right. Diaper tapes did not suffer as much. I think people got a little more careful, but did not see the big decline in diaper tapes. It seems like babies are always filling diapers.
Well, and so that's a great line to have.
Yeah, it is. It's been a super steady line for us and, you know, not explosive growth on the other end, but certainly was a real stalwart in the middle of a downturn.
Well, this is a little bit aside from, you know, what we decided to sit down and talk about, but since we're talking diaper tape, mm-hmm. I've heard that there's some problems in China with some of the production facilities that manufacture the absorbent. Is that right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We heard about that just like 3 days ago. It was apparently an explosion in a factory in Japan, and that's going to affect the absorbent for your diapers. All of our assessment says right now that our suppliers are going to keep providing us with everything we need for the foreseeable future. Plants in Asia might suffer a little bit, and then we might compete a little bit for raw materials, but all the assessment we have so far says we're going to be fine.
And they're always going to need tape.
And they're always going to need tape. Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't matter what the fiber is or the absorbent.
Right. Well, it does actually affect some of the precursors we use. So we had to worry about that a little bit, but it's going to be fine for us.
So you're having to watch everything on the world stage.
Yeah, it's not uncommon for us to see some news story about, you know, a plant that had an explosion or a hurricane that went through southern U.S. or a typhoon that hits somewhere in Asia. And almost every week, it seems like we're assessing how our suppliers are doing and how these events impact them. But we managed to find a way to get what we need to make what we got to make for the most part.
Well, and N3M, is it sort of an informal information gathering mechanism that tells you about these things, or is there a division that's devoted to gathering information from what's happening in the world to convey it and plan?
Yeah, we have some folks right here on site who do what we call purchasing or sourcing from all kinds of suppliers all over the world. They in turn work with folks at our head office up in St. Paul. And between them, they're always assessing these different problems. And then, just for example, with that plant that exploded in Japan, there was a crisis team that formed up on Monday morning, and they're already working on the impacts of that and helping us to get around that.
And they're here in up in Minnesota.
Yeah, some here and some up in Minnesota.
So some guys and gals came into work the other day and said, one of the factories exploded in Japan. We've got to get to work figuring out what to do.
That's exactly how it went. Yep. That's exactly how it went. That goes on every couple of weeks.
That's a neat-sounding job.
Yeah, you know, they're very responsive. Our sourcing folks right here in the plant do a really great job keeping their eye on those kind of things. And, yeah, it does get pretty exciting. It's a little nerve-wracking when you think you might run out of something critical, but they find a way, it seems.
Do you sort of not put all of your eggs in one basket for some of that? Do you contract with several different suppliers to minimize your risk?
Yeah, we're constantly looking for, you know, alternative supplies of some raw material even before something happens. And so if we can have two or three or four sources of supply, we'll do that and try and keep buying from some of each of them.
And so it keeps that connection there. And so in a crisis, they will respond to you because you already have the relationship. You're not somebody just coming in wanting something when there's trouble.
Yeah, exactly. They know, you know, what kind of expectations we have as a company, and then we can, you know, buy a little more from someone else and a little less from someone else, and it's not as hard to do when you're triple and quadruple sourced like that.
So where do you want 3M to be in 10 years?
You know, our fondest wish here in Knoxville is just to be, you know, as big as we can in the short term. You know, a specific number, you know, it's hard to say, but we sometimes fantasize about what we call Knoxville East and Knoxville West, meaning, you know, this main plant we have here might be Knoxville East, and then to the west where we own a big chunk of land, we fantasize sometimes about being big enough to need another plant over there. But that's kind of a dream. It's not anything that's imminent. I don't want folks to get the wrong idea that that's happening next year or even maybe within 5 years, but we do have dreams and hopes for the future of the plant for sure.
Thanks to Greg Coovs for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.